Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Yud Zayin in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Dalet, we're starting 9 lines on the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the Pasuk V'Hochu Bnei Aaron, it says that Bnei Aaron will arrange the limbs of the carbon on the Mizbeach. Yochel Mea, maybe it'll be 100 Koyanim taking care of the Korban. Tomod Loima V'Oruach HaKoyen Oysom. It says one Koyen. Ivoruach HaKoyen Oysom. It'd be one Koyen doing all the Evorim. Yochel Yakoyen Echod Oruach is Kol HaEvorim. Maybe one Koyen will do all the limbs. Tomod Loima V'Oruachu. It says multiple. More than one Koyen. HaKetzat. Koyen Echod Oruach Shnei Evorim. One Koyen, each Koyen does 2 Evorim. How many limbs does the animal have? Asara. There's 10 limbs. One koyan for the intestines. So you have 5 koyanim, each one taking 2 limbs. And then you have one additional koyan for the korbaim. So together it's 6 koyanim. Nimtza tole oyle b'shishu divi Rabbi Shmuel. So here's the source on the pasuk that the koyanim that take the animal, there's 11 koyanim. Rabbi Kiva Imer, the way the drasha is, v'orchu shnayim. Orchu is plural, means 2. Bnei Aaron shnayim, that's also 2. Hakoyanim shnayim. Milamet sha tole oyle b'shisho. So you see, you have to have 6 koyanim for the tole. A different source that 6 koyanim involved in the korban atomit. Hakoyanim, the why it says koyanim. The rabbi says kiuchim divri Rabbi Yehuda. The Primoshe says, we're not talking about the Koyanim mentioned over here. The Koyanim mentioned over here, we just learned from your 2 Koyanim. It's from a different Pasuk, but right because we mentioned a Drasha Koyanim, we say there's another Drasha, the Koyanim includes the bald ones. So even though by a Koyan, a Mum, any blemish is a problem, but being bald is not a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but we tried to speak about Korban Atomit. The Pesukim that we're mentioning, Alu Ben Bokar Kosum Edaber. He's talking about Ben Bokar, talking about a bigger animal, and a nidvas yachid that was donated by an individual. Mata would loimar betomit shel shacha kosum edaber. How do you learn from here to tomit shel shacha, to tomit that comes in the morning? So the Shimon bar bo, Rabbi Yochum b'shav, yane omar, nemar kan aricho. It says aricho here. V'nemar lo'olam v'orach ha-koyen esom. It says aricho by tomit. Ma aricho shemar lo'olam betomit shel shacha kosum edaber. Af aricho shemar kan betomit shel shacha kosum edaber. So you learn from this aricho that we're talking here, referring here to Tomit Shachar. You don't need this gzereshava or this limut. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is the psukim that we're referring to in the beginning of Vayikra. It says like this. It says v'nosum ne'arod ha'kohen eish al ha'mizbeach v'orchu eitzim aleish. They'll put the wood on the fire. Then it says, next pasuk, v'oruchu bnei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nesochim, so roish v'sapoter, they will arrange the ivorim, the limbs, aleitzim asher le'esh ha'mizbeach, on the wood, on the esh ha'mizbeach. The word v'oruchu is mentioned twice, v'oruchu eitzim aleish, and v'oruchu bnei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nesochim. Why have to say v'oruchu twice? You can skip one v'oruchu. Say v'oruchu eitzim aleish, bnei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nesochim. The word v'oruchu will refer to both. So I have an extra v'oruchu which is unnecessary. And that refers to Tomit. Why Tomit? Because that's the first carbon that's being put on the wood. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Masha Shema V'Ochu. Ein Yodim Shem Shnaim. Already know that we're talking about 2. Ve'adorash and Uldarash, the Drosh we had before, V'Ochu Shnaim, Bnei Aaron Shnaim, Akoyanim Shnaim. Why do I need another V'Ochu? Elam, I refer to something else. What it is, Taniken, Ein Lecha Koydim, Tomit Sheshachar, Elektoris Bivad. Meaning the first carbon that goes on the Mizbech, on the wood, is Tomit Sheshachar, because before that, the only thing you have is Ketoris. So mainly from here I learn that that we talk about Tomit Sheshachar. Continues the Gemara now, speak about the ayil by the ram. Yecholim shloi shola aloi soy, but the ayil doesn't say there needs to be specific amount of koyanim. So maybe 3 koyanim should do it. One should take the evorim, the limbs, one for the soils, for the flour, and one for the wine. Continues the one that Yudzayinim with beis and says, v'lama ayil kor bechadasor, so how do we get to 11? This we don't learn from a pasuk. We just want to have many koyanim involved. So Chazal said they should have 11 people. You should have 11 koyanim. Remember the kisunami? Prima par kor be 24. Why the bull is carved with 24 koyanim? Because it says pum biladover, to make a lot of noise, to make a lot of asik, a lot of koyanim be involved. Hashem base elokim nahalech birogish. And the house of elokim will go birogish, means with noise, to make a pumbi, to make a asik about the avoida. Concludes the Gemara, the Hadorash, and the end of the day, this pasuk that we mentioned, tells you, v'orochu shnaim, b'nei Aaron shnaim, ha-koyanim shnaim. From here you learn that you have to have six koyanim, but the main pasuk is now talking about Tomas Shachar. It's talking about the korban that a yochid brings. Mikan the porush yochid, the bull that a yochid brings, the individual donates, she'ekor b'shisho, they have six koyanim involved. So even though we learned that by a yochid, even one koyan is enough, that's b'dievet. But l'chatchili, she have six koyanim even there, because you don't, that's the posh of shah of the pasuk. Not talking about Tom Shachar, talking about the korban of an individual. With this, we conclude the second parak of Maseches Yumo, Hadron Olach Perak Barishayno, Hadron Olach Perak Barishayno, starting now the third parak. So look at the Mishnah. Amar Lehem HaMemuni, the one who's in charge, said, the one who's in charge, the one who's running the show there in Beis HaMikdosh, he's the Zgan, as the Mefarshi pointed out of here, and he's the one that is running the process of the Avodah in Beis HaMikdosh. So he said, Tse'u viru imigi azman hashchito. He tells the Koyanim, go check on the roof or in a high place on the Choyma, see if it's already morning, so we can do the Shechito. Imigia, if the time came, Haroya, the one who went to check, Oimer Burki. He says, Burki, as we'll see in the Gemara, is Barkas, which means light, the same notion of Barak, of lightning. Masi Ben Shmuel, who was, Reb Chaim says, was responsible for the Paisos, for the Goyrolos, meaning he was the Memune. The way he asked the question was, here, Pnei Kol HaMizuech Ad SheBeChevron, is the light in the east until the city of Chevron? And the one who went on top says yes to answer his question. So the Gemara, Amar LaMemune, one in charge, and the one who answers Burki, Mau Burki, Barkas. So Barkas means like a lightning light. Talmanami, they used to say, Broik Burko. Meaning Talmud Bavli, they used to say, the question was Broik Burko, was the mayor, meaning was the source of light, brought out light. Anar Minhora, that's the translation, is the thing that lights, shed light. So the Gemara, how do you trust this one person on the roof to say that it's already light? Can you trust 1-8? When you have 1-8 is not Nemon against Chazoko. Right now it's night. I don't know if it changed. Why do you trust 1-8? Shani Yocho, says the Gemara, Shat Yocho Lamud Olof. The reason here that you trust him is because it's very easy to find out if he's saying the truth. Anybody can go check it out. Says the Gemara, V'chashloimah, do Olil V'nofok Himinaharo. Who said, maybe the person who's there on the roof on his own, he's still not light. But he's not koshish that someone will find out that he's lying. Because until someone will climb up to the roof and check, it will be light. He's just doing it a little bit early. How do you trust him? So the Gemara Chakima Himilso. When someone goes up and he sees that the sun, it just came out, he knows that 2 minutes ago, it was still dark. People can figure out when you check how long already it is light, how long it's day. So the Gemara Omar Eidechot Noilot Ish Ploini B'Shabbos. Comes the person and said, this person was born on Shabbos. Malimu Yisrael Piv, we trust him to do Bris Mila the next Shabbos, to do Chil Shabbos. Why? Again, it's something you could check out. It's something you could find out if he's saying the truth. Chashecho, the person goes out and says, everybody say it's dark outside. On Moitz Shabbos, Metaltim Yisrael Piv, or Mortaltim Al Piv, according to Reb Chaim. Meaning, I start caring, I trust him that it's dark, I don't have to go check, because it's something you can be avar. Reveim Metaltim Pu Malviso. Well, we saw the woman that filled up water from the well, and when they said, "Yeah, we saw it's dark," they trusted him to carry on Mitzvah Shabbos. Ramatni Ometaltel Apum Aviriso de Zahara. Ramatni used to trust these people, Aviriso, or the farmers of Zahara, even though they were not trustworthy for other Inyanim, here it's something you can be mevare. Rav Amy, Rav Chaim fixes the Girso. Rav Amy Mal Apum Neshayo. He would do prismila based on the woman, the Amron Shimshon Havo al Susiso. That they said it was still light in the place called Susiso. Meaning he was in Tveria, which is up in the mountain. So there they didn't see the sun earlier. But if a woman that were in Susito came and said, in that moment it was still light in Susito, so that means it was still day, it was still Shabbos, so you could do the prismila on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'lama Achu B'chevron V'hu Amirhin. Why? Did Masu and Shmuel ask if the light came to Chevron? And the answer was yes. Well, why are we referring to Chevron? Just ask if it's light. Says the Gemara, Balahaskir Schus Ovois. He wanted to mention Schus Ovois the day of Yom Kippur. So that's why he mentioned Chevron, to mention Maris Machpelo and the Schus of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Daf Yud Zayin.